You've heard, of course, of BYOB. You probably haven't been to one lately, but BYOB is still around. And now BYOD may be coming to your agency very soon. That's bring your own device. Some agencies already making that transition and most thinking about it. And mobile devices like iPads are soon going to be all over the place. Some agencies making a big move toward devices like those. Tim Hext is the Chief Technology Officer at AgileX, here to talk about the shifting landscape at your agency and how a non-tech person can benefit from some of these advances. Tim, good to talk to you again as always.
Oh, thanks for having
me. And by the way, congratulations on your big award. That's a big deal. The 2011 Greater Washington Government Contractor of the Year Award. Not bad.
Oh, I appreciate it. We're really excited.
The whole idea of a lot of different kinds of devices being introduced to agency networks can be a little bit scary. I think I told you before, I was at the AFSEA Bethesda event where Vivek Kundra first talked about this back in the spring, and people's faces just kind of went white. The agency people did. The vendors loved it because they thought, oh, more opportunity. But a lot of folks at agencies are scared by the idea of iPads and iPhones and so on. Are you getting a sense that it is the devices themselves, or is it just all of a sudden I'm going to have all this diversity I have to try to manage?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think the bring your own device model and the diversity that comes with it is really a step two for most organizations. Most of them are experimenting in controlled ways with a small number of platforms. So they'll pick a particular iOS device or a particular Android device and say, we're going to get a few of these to people and see how what the impact is on our networks and how it works with our systems and so on. And so we spend a lot of time, you know, trying to help them measure which of those priorities are at the top of their list or their biggest concerns or their biggest risks. Once they get that more homogeneous model comfortable, then they start saying, okay, do we get comfortable enough knowing that, you know, opening the floodgates on the really open-ended, heterogeneous world of people bringing their own devices?
Now, a question that a couple CIOs have asked me, and I have said that was a great question for Vivek, you should ask him instead of me, was, why hasn't there been much talk of, say, a hot list where you have maybe six or eight devices or six or eight, or maybe more. I mean, the number isn't important, but you can give that list to employees and say you can bring anything you want as long as it's one of these, and that might help an agency prepare better rather than just saying bring anything and we'll figure out some way to get it hooked up. Because, I mean, you look at some of the brands that some vendors have. You might have, say, an HTC or a Samsung or something like that that's doing three or four different OSs just within their own brand. And I can imagine that would just be a tremendous headache for the IT shops.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I do think there's going to be a hot list just like you describe, where there will be some not just flavor of an operating system, but a release of an operating system that has been supported and vetted through the accreditation process. On some platforms, like the Apple platforms, where they can, you know, pretty predictably point at the OS that everybody has, they probably won't care about which model you have. They'll care about the OS version.
Mm-hmm.
On Android, it's a lot more complicated, as you said, because of all the different device manufacturers and all the different flavors of Android and how each device, can change that version of Android a little bit and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other mobile platforms are still, emerging as to whether, you know, the point at which they're going to be allowed. I think the important bit is there is a set of infrastructure software called mobile device management, which is, there's a whole industry of companies that have software that do this, but it's about managing these devices, asset management, version control, putting security profiles down, distributing apps, remote wiping devices that are lost, and so on. And those are offering heterogeneous support, and any enterprise that's got more than a couple devices is going to implement some sort of MDM solution, and that will get them a lot of the heterogeneous support they need. So now when somebody says, bring my own device, you know, it's my personal device. It's got my home movies and photos of my kids on it. But I also can enroll it in MDM and says I'm agreeing that I'm going to let my my business or my government agency have some level of authority over my device and be able to control it and wipe it if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And walking that line, it's going to be kind of an agreement that somebody's going to have to make with the organization. And then that's what's going to turn on the ability to connect via the VPN or the ability to get on the Wi-Fi networks and so on. So that MDM control infrastructure is going to be key to being able to really support BYOD.
You mentioned something a minute ago that I want to follow up on, and that is the idea of potentially a threshold of critical mass of devices that it's worth the agency's time to fool around with. I think everybody would agree that there are enough iDevices out there, enough Apple devices, that it's worth an agency's time to mess around with it. I think you would say the same thing about Android, although you're right, there are a million different kinds, and maybe it will be a situation where an agency says, if your device runs ice cream sandwich, you can put that on the network. Otherwise, we have to mess around with a little bit more. But you go down the line, and I guess the next most popular operating system on mobile devices right now is Windows Phone. But I wonder if there are even enough of those that if an agency were to say, you can put your Windows Phone network on our device, or Windows Phone device on our network, if there would even be enough that it would be worth the agency's time to fool around with it.
Yeah, I think that what they're doing now is they're watching the Windows as a emerging platform, because the new releases that Microsoft has been starting to show folks, which will probably start to be more available mid next year, are on the horizon for them. So they're watching them, they're being prepared to take them, and when they make infrastructure choices, like how am I going to manage these, I want to make sure I'm managing them with technology that will be able to accommodate Windows when it comes. Because one of the things they all agree on is if they're deploying some mobile apps that they're building now and they're going to not deploy them for 18 months, the devices they're going to deploy them on don't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the devices they're going to migrate them to, you know, are the release after that. And so right now it's about planning for the couple of big standards that are emerging rather than picking any particular device. Once you burn a particular version of a particular OS on a particular device into some standard, it's dated.
I don't mean to pick on BlackBerry either, because they're still the default choice in agencies, but the demand for BlackBerry devices seems to be slowing down at least. Tim, I appreciate you being on this afternoon. Thanks for your time. Always good to have you on the program.
Oh, we really appreciate it. Thanks for having us. Tim